The sun arrives at its equinox moment Monday, March 20th at 5:24 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone, entering the cardinal sign of Aries. The word cardinal comes from the Latin cardo, which means hinge. So cardinal signs in the astrology of another age referred to astrological signs that the sun enters when it passes through the door from one season to the next. So in this case, stepping out of winter and into spring. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Less than 24 hours after its equinox, the sun encounters the moon at new phase, as though it were the first guest in the receiving line at a wedding. Only this isn't any ordinary wedding. It's the most sacred of marriages because it's spring, and the earth, in the words of Rainer Maria Rilke, is like a child that knows poems by heart. After its greeting with the newly risen sun on Tuesday, the moon then carries the new impulse of the season on to Jupiter on Wednesday and then Venus on Thursday. And all of this will be seen in the western sky during these first few spring sunsets. Now, in the festival's calendar, Friday is the feast of the Archangel Gabriel, guardian of all souls coming to birth in the world, and Saturday is observed as the Day of Annunciation, because everything that would come to birth out of the spiritual world must first be properly announced. Now, once it was believed that the very first sunrise in the earthly paradise occurred on March 25th, which means that not only does this week include the beginning of the new season, with all its beautiful celestial encounters, but it has also been known as the time when the world truly began. In Dante's words, it's the time when the sun, as lantern of the world, rises with his happiest stars to start his happiest course. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.